Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Everybody else, what up? Another edition of The Menu. This is Brother B. We got Big Red in the house.
Hello, everyone. I'm in the house.
Yeah, we got Big Red in the house. I guess Mika should be coming in soon. I guess. But anyway, okay. What's up, Big Red? How was your day today?
Long, chilling, rainy. Went out to the store. Got wet. Came back. Cooked. Simple day.
Okay. Sounds very
and
interesting.
And yours? What was yours like?
I work nights, so I slept all day. Slept all day. And would like to go back to sleep for a little while longer, but apparently that's not going to happen at all. And after this, I got to go back to work. So it is what it is. But so check this out. I had posted something on Facebook the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Now I go to my car. Or a truck, or whatever you want to call it, vehicle. And there's this guy that's parked extremely close to the front of my bumper.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking over, and then he's opening. It's like it's his work vehicle, so his door is open. So he has the door open, and it's leaning on my bumper and the front grill of my truck.
Okay.
So then he says, oh man. He said, I hit you. Meanwhile, he's leaning on the door. That's leaning on my grill and my bumper. So I said, yo man, it's like it never fails. Like around this area, I always seem to catch some type of hit or something.
Right.
He said, but am I on you? And then I look at the door, look at him, and look at everything leaning on my car, and I'm like, yeah, you're on me. You know you're on me.
Right.
So at that point, I was just like, where are the aliens to come get this asshole? Like, they just come out of nowhere in every other movie, but I'm just like, where are the aliens to come get the stupid people when they do something stupid, and then somebody just needs to come pick them up?
Right, what's wrong with him?
Yeah, dude, you're leaning on a door that's leaning on my truck.
And then you're asking me no question.
Am I on you? Yeah, am I on you?
He probably was hot.
Yo. No, maybe because he was an exterminator. So maybe all the chemicals.
You know what? Maybe a chemical.
Wait,
you said he was an exterminator. I told you he was bringing the mosquitoes.
Yeah, he probably was. Yeah, he probably was bringing in the Bachelor's newfangled mosquitoes.
You have the new mosquitoes, Zika or whatever it's called.
Yeah, something like that. But my thing is, why are stupid people on the rise? Oh, well, let's not call them stupid. Stupid should be classified as a handicap. But then if we do that, then everybody's going to get paid.
And everybody's going to get a check.
Yeah, everybody's going to get a check. But let's just call them, like, people who choose not to use common sense.
Yeah, when I was working for housing, and when we did a training, and that's exactly what they told us. They said common sense is not so common because people who call about things that you know is common sense, like, if you have gas is seeping from your soul, why are you calling housing? Who are you supposed to call first?
Well, let them tell probably the Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Call 911. Call the fire department. Why would you call a housing and tell me, oh, I got gas leaking? Miss, sir.
Because
call 911
to do everything.
Yeah, like I don't understand people. Like, so it's like common sense is not so common. I've learned that, and you see it all the time with people. It's just like just common, you know, just things that you know are common sense. They don't get people to use common sense anymore. They just don't.
I don't get it.
I think it's the smartphones.
I think it's the cell phone.
Huh?
But they ain't making them any smarter.
No, but I'm just saying, I think that's what it is. Oh, my God. I can't with people.
No, I'm just like,
I
yo.
I cannot.
I'm just like, yo, real talk. But them times where they do something real stupid, like somebody's, there just should be a number you can call. Like 311, like give me the dumb police. And like send somebody over there right away. Yeah, because I have an idiot that's in the, I have an idiot in the commission of it.
I can't.
Something stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm. I'll tell you, they need to make something like that. They need to make a whole hotline for that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, everybody, guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. You're rocking with Big Red, Brother L. I mean, Brother B. Oh my God, so many
people talking. Brother L. Where you get that? You gave yourself a new name.
Yeah, all right. Brother B. Rocking with the menu. It's a nice topic. What is great sex?
What is great sex?
Oh, yeah, what is it? Would you care to set it
off? Huh?
I said, would you care to set it off?
Of course. Let's see how I could say this. I think the great sex has to do with the two people involved. I don't think it has anything to do with anything in particular that you're doing. I think it just depends on who you're doing it with. Because if you have certain type of feelings for that person and those feelings run deep, I think that's what makes it great. Because it's like everything they do to you is going to be great. And everything you do to, you know, and vice versa, everything you do to them, you know, whatever act that you're going to do with them, it's going to be great because it's like, oh, it's this person. That's kind of like my definition of it.
Well, some people define sex by positions, by the acts.
Mm-hmm.
I guess by, you know, what tools or they may use.
Right.
I don't know, person's stamina. But I really agree on what you said about that. It really depends on the two individuals,
mm-hmm.
you know, involved. Because I don't know, sometimes we get confused with great sex for the heat of the moment for great sex.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that heat of the moment, that what jumps off right there, like, wow, that was great. But then all hindsight, it was like, that was all
right. Right.
It was, you know, just that momentary excite, but.
Right.
You know, it was just like, but I don't know. I mean, from a woman's standpoint.
Hmm.
If you thought out of the box of what you just said, what would you be looking for in terms of great sex? Or what would you consider great sex? Like I said, outside of what I said?
Oh, boy. Let me see.
Yeah, no holds barred. Go ahead.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, I'm not gonna say. Can I say stamina? Maybe stamina. Maybe somebody that can. I'm sorry to say this, but me being a heavy set woman, someday I can maybe pick me up. Possibly, without me sending them to the hospital.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my God!
Okay.
Without you sending him to the hospital.
Okay.
He's like, oh, my God.
I wasn't
wasn't expecting that one.
Well, listen, I got to talk. I got to tell you how. Oh my God. Maybe the stamina of somebody that can that can last a little longer than maybe normal.
All right, so to you that would be in your arena outside of what you said, basically mm-hmm. great sex. So it really has not too much to do bearing on positions or
that's what I'm saying, like the
tools.
Okay, the picking up part we have is part of a position. I don't know what it's called, but that's part of it. Tools in terms of tools. I like my tools and stuff like that, but if he's satisfied me, in the way I want it, we won't really have no need for the tools, unless I say, let's do that right now. But if he's doing his thing, we may not really necessarily need it.
Okay.
I'm not, and once again, I don't mean to get crazy, but I don't like the oral thing on me too much. But, I don't mind doing the oral on the person more. Okay? So.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was, that's somewhat in the ballpark of what, what I can consider, maybe some great sex going on there. What about you?
I'm sorry. I just got thrown off. I was looking at something, and I didn't know Big Cat died. I didn't know Big Cat died. Like, yo, rest in peace, Big Cat, legendary DJ.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah, damn, man. I didn't know. But condolences to his family. Let me see. Me?
Wow.
I guess, it really depends on my mood
mm-hmm.
when it comes down to great sex. You know what I'm saying? Because, to me, right now at this stage in the game, it's like sex is sex.
But see, you're a male. That's why. See, men think differently than women do when it comes to that.
Why you say that?
Because men, y'all do, because men, like I said, women are more, when it comes to things like that and talking about sex just in general, women are more like, they're more boisterous with it. Like I said, they know what they more know of what it is that they want to do. Men are just like, all right, listen, I'm slinging it. I don't care. I'm slinging it. You gonna get it whatever way I give it to you, and that's it. Okay, whatever my mood is to do, I do. I don't know if that has something to do with age also, because, when you get a little older, maybe, men's, stamina may not be old. They just don't, it's just like, all right, listen,
well,
I'm going to give you some sex. Just be satisfied.
Well, I do agree. I've heard other women say it before, but I do agree when you say, it's a mental thing. And
mm-hmm.
I think in the beginning, like in early stages, as a younger male, prior to your 20s,
mm-hmm.
I guess like after you lose your virginity, it just seems like, that's when you're in the hound dog phase. You just like, oh my gosh, it's great. It's like that first hit of weed when you first smoked it, you had this euphoria. So
mm-hmm.
like the first time you had sex, it's like, wow, I just want to go get that feeling back.
Right.
And then it seems like some dudes, not all, on a mission, to always recreate that good feeling that they first
right.
felt. Like, they keep chasing that. But
right.
eventually, you start to realize, even though not all is the same, in some cases, it's like juice. It really depends. You got Tropicana, you got Best, you just got, you know, different brands of juice.
Right.
It really all depends. At this stage, like, I don't mind it, you know, love it, but my mind is just like someplace else, especially like thinking about
right.
the future. So there,
right,
I'm
it's
there,
a mental thing,
I'm
yeah.
Not there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
right.
it's definitely a mental thing.
Let's
when
see
it comes to I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's just like okay. When like I said, with men, you know, I think it's different with women because I think we strive more for the great sex than the men do because, like I said, and especially being an older woman, especially or being over 40 or 40 and over, I think as you start getting more closer to, like, women, and like I said, I can only speak from my experience, when you start getting, like, closer to, you know, like, your 40s and you get in your 40s, it's like a whole new world opens up for you. And you wouldn't know that because, you know, of course, you're not a woman, but, you know, only women would know that. It's like, just like you said, when you're a male and you first, you know, the virginity thing and you get that out and it's just like, oh, I want to do it all the time. But see, with women, we catch that later on in life. It's like, the beginning, it's just like, oh, all right, yeah, we have sex. Oh, yeah, I lost my virginity. Okay. But then it's like, when you get, you know what's the thing about it with I can only speak for me, even having children, you know, like me, you know, having sexual activity, having children, it's when I got in my 40s, it was just different.
Mm-hmm.
Of course I had to have, you know, of course I did the sexual activity that, you know, get the kids, but it's just, when I got in my 40s, it was just different. It just felt different. And I was
what?
Just like, damn, like, where did this come from? I don't know. I don't know what kind of, like, it was just like a newfound feeling.
Hmm.
And I don't know.
You felt liberated or something?
Yeah, kind of. Kind of. You could kind of say that's what it was. But I don't know why. I don't know why it was that late in the game that I'm feeling like that. Because like, I couldn't have felt like that when I was 18, 19 years old or younger than that or whatever. You know? In a relationship, had a kid. You know, it's like I should have felt this then, but I guess, I think also, it's a, like I said, it's a mental thing. If you're not, if the person that you're with is not some, is, like I said, you're just having a sexual activity because it's just somebody that you're with. But if you're not feeling any feeling, like if you don't have really any feeling for that person, I guess it's just like I guess you just mentally block it. It's like, all right, I had sex with you, but it's just like if you block it. But if it's somebody that you really feel a certain way and you have that same sexual activity, it's like, damn, what? Wow, that was good. But it's a different, you know, it was a different person. That's the best way I can explain it.
Well, all right, my thing is, you're in a relationship, or you're married.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, everything seems good. Everything seems good, you know, in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But then after a while, it seems like you have to find things to do to make things better.
Right.
How can I put this? Is that, did it seem like that? Is just a couple trying to continue that avenue of great sex, or they're just biding each other's time or just giving each other sex just for sex?
I think they come, you know what I think it is, like, in the beginning, I think they, like, overdose. I guess because it's like they did, because they just, you know, they just got married and, you know, and, you know, I said it depends on the situation of the two people that got married anyway. Like, I think it, you know, once again goes back to age and, you know, because, you know, they are younger. You know, I think they overdose at, in the beginning. And then it's like, you done did everything, you done tried everything. You know, you probably known this person for a couple of years. You probably was doing stuff before you married the person, you know, all that other stuff. So now it's like, all right, I'm bored now. What else do we do?
But now, okay. Since there seems to be a difference in your sexual peak and our sexual peak, what do you guys do in terms of your sexual peak? Because now I've heard, I don't know how true it is, but I've heard, like, you know, women messing with younger guys because, you know, they're like, wow, I need that energy, so to speak. So I'm saying, like, does great sex kind of fall into that category, or that's just like, yo, I just want to be pleased? Because, you know, there's a difference between great sex and just, you know, pleasure. Even though it seems like it goes hand in hand, I think they're kind of like categories.
I think that's a little bit of both, because once again, with the, like I said, an older dude, like I said, you know, I'm not going to say for all, but for most guys that are a little older, like I said, more in the, you know, late 30s, going into 40s and a little late, you know, mid 40s. Like I said, the stamina is not there. It's just like, you know, after, you know, you get that one out, it's just like, all right, I got to go to sleep now. You know, because like I said, it's you have responsibility. You know, and you have responsibility. You know, the guy may have kids, even though the kids are older, but, you know, say the kids are like 13, 14 years old. They're still kids, so they still need dad around, mom around, you know, whatever. You got a job, you're working, whatever kind of job the guy's doing or whatever. See, but when the younger dude, it's just like he don't have that much responsibility. So he can go a couple of rounds, and I think that's why, you know, women may deal with a guy that's a little younger, because he can go a couple rounds. Because he ain't got that much responsibility. If he got a kid, it's probably one little kid, like about 2-3 years old. So you got to have some energy to deal with that 2-3-year-old.
Okay.
So, you know, the kid probably ain't even that old, and, you know. So
I think to some dudes, I think to some men, great sex really depends on the individual. Because with a lot of dudes, yeah.
But you never really said what you considered what that was. Like, to you, what do you consider? Besides the fact that it's just like, all right, I like you, but right now I'm just not mentally. But, okay, let's talk about, let's say if you didn't have that going on, or if you didn't have things going on and you were able to really concentrate on that, what would be your, you know, like, what would you be considering that? Like, what would you consider the great sex part? Like,
wow. Damn. What I would let's just say what I have considered great sex is
okay,
places. Or positions in certain places.
Okay.
Like, you know, if you're on a stairwell in a building, you know, like 2:00 in the morning.
Okay.
And, you know what I'm saying? For some crazy reason, there's just like, damn, what if somebody comes out to the apartment? Like, well, hey, who cares? But, like, you know, it's stuff like that. Stuff like that. That has to be like, oh, wow. Like, whoa. Like, that was great. Like, that was good. Yeah, it's sometimes the places and the positions in certain places. Because you figured you would probably try to be low-key if you're somewhere where someone may be seeing. But then again, it's like, if you're not being low-key, and you're just like, I don't give a damn. Like, you know, I'm just doing me. You should be doing you or somebody else instead of watching me do what I'm doing. But it's, I think it's a combination, you know, of that. But it also falls into what you said before about the individuals that you're with.
Right.
Now, guys, like a lot of dudes, I'll just say men, who at that point where they have that special one, you know, it's always going to be, like, a great thing, and they're always going to want it. But then again, there's some dudes that just want what they want because they want it. Because they know it's, they figure, oh, this is mine, so I can just have it whenever I want.
Right.
But they don't always appreciate, you know, what, you know, the act itself, you know, with the individual.
Right.
Because, like I said, you can just, I mean, in some cases, yeah, we can just sleep with anybody sometimes. But it's actually the appreciation of the act with that said individual, with that person, that makes it great. You know what I'm saying? Because you're actually caught up and wrapped up in the moment of everything that's going on.
Right.
So, you know, some dudes, especially when you're young, it's like you can just have great sex anytime. To a degree.
Right,
you
exactly.
Because you're getting yours off, you know, just like sex is sex. But intimacy plays a role, even though it's a step, a couple of steps up from sex. Intimacy does play a role in that whole thing.
Oh, it definitely does.
Yeah, I think great sex is like a mix of the intimacy, of the appreciation, of the you know, like the closeness and the bond. Because I don't, me personally, at my age, I feel, or just let me just say me in general, I don't feel you can have great sex with somebody that you're really not bonded with. Like, you can be a freak and do all these positions and all this other stuff and be like, wow, that was good or that was great. You know, maybe it was just, once again, you caught up in the moment. It was mind-blowing for the moment, but it's not great sex. Like, great sex, to me, is something that...
That's lingering.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's lingering. It's like, you'd be thinking about it, like, after, like... once again, I'm gonna say for me, you know, if I'm still thinking about it and afterwards and it's still feeling like you here... and you're not here, that's great sex to me.
Okay. And, yeah, great sex is like you're sitting down, eating a bowl of cereal, and everybody does it. Everybody looks at the table of contents or whatever on a cereal box. You read the cereal box up and down while you're sitting there eating a bowl of cereal. Everybody does.
Right. Right.
But, and while you're sitting there looking at the box of cereal, all of a sudden you just start drifting and, like, boom, you're thinking about that. That episode.
Yeah, exactly. Like, out of nowhere.
I gotta give her a call. I gotta get some call. Let me see what that person's doing for today. And it doesn't even have to be for sex. It can just be like, hi, how are you?
Right.
I'm just checking on you. I just want to see how you're doing. Let you know I'm thinking about you. See, that's that appreciation.
Yeah.
So that's how you know you put the smack down or you got smack down. But that's how you know you're off.
That's how you know you put the smack down.
Or you got smack down. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's true. You got that right.
Looking at your bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios or whatever and you're like,
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Let's see what she's doing right now.
That to me has something to do. Yeah, definitely, just you know.
So, but now, hey, once again, you're rocking with the menu, Big Red, Brother B, 347-324-3395 is the calling number. So, now, my thing is, because, you know, I love it. Like, I've heard it all before. Oh, I'm a freak.
I'm a freak. And I'm like, what does people classify as a freak? Like, do you, just because you say you're a freak, do you mean that that's great sex? Like, you, like we're going to have great sex just because you're a freak? Like,
I think
sometimes
people say it and they put their foot in their mouth because they say all of that. And, you know, and then you don't live up to the expectation. And then people are going to talk about you.
Exactly. Like, if you're a real freak, then go in the refrigerator, take an egg, put it in your mouth, and get hit from the back and try not to crack it.
Exactly.
Wow, she's a real freak. Like, oh, God, you see, she ain't cracked the egg. Like, oh.
Right, like. And like I said, and you know, like I said, well, I'm, you know, from, you know, well, from both perspectives, but, you know, you have me, you know, I can do this, I'll make you that, and I'll make you this, I'll make your eyes roll. And then when it comes time, it's just like, all right, when is my eyes going to roll? My eyes are rolling up in my, and that's because I want you to finish and get the hell off of me. That's why. And it ain't because you're doing anything. It ain't because you're doing something spectacular to me. But, you know, that goes back to the saying that I used to hear, you know, like when I was younger, you know, high school, you know, dudes that talk all that, you know, talk all that, that mess, and then they don't live up to expectations. You know, always talking about their chance, oh, my thing, Then, you finally get with the dude because you're like, oh, yeah, he done talked about his stuff. Dude dropped his pants, you're just like, all right, you know what? time to go home. it's time to go home.
From some women that I've spoken to in my travels, you know, some of them in my travels, you know, my journey throughout this, you know, beautiful life of mine, you know, some of them have expressed, like, oh, well, I like a man hung. I'm like this. I want this and I want that. And I'm like, okay. But then there's other women that say, like, listen, and I've heard it before. I don't know how true it is, but I'm sure, you know, individual results may vary. Some women are like, you know, it depends. It's like, you know, you don't have to be the biggest shovel in the shack to dig it. A few years ago, I had a conversation with a female, and she was telling me, like, yeah, I was with this dude, and it was just a general conversation. And she was like, I was with this dude, and he was packing, but he didn't know what to do. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. How do you have a Maserati and not know how to drive it?
It happens.
And what I find so upsetting. It's like, wow. So pre-hype, she was like, I felt all hype, you know, because I was like, she was like, wow, you know, I finally, you know, got me dudes that's packing this, that, and the third, whatever. So let me test this out. And she was like, yo, this is kind of like the worst experience because it didn't make me feel good. And I was like, damn. That's
because just like you said, it's just like you got this, you know, this nice fancy car, but you don't know how to drive it. You swerving all over the place, or you don't know how to park. You know, it's just like, so then what did you get this car for if you don't know how to, you know?
Just for look.
Exactly, and something that you can talk about, because I think that's what it is. It's like, oh yeah, I got this. Yeah, it's 8, 9, 10. Yeah, but if you don't know how to do anything with it, it means nothing. I've also had that experience with a guy, and he's bragging, and then, you know, come time to perform, wow. You really don't know what you're doing. But then, on the flip side of that, with these women, some of these women that sit up there and claim that they want the biggest ocean liner, and guess what? They get that ocean liner and they be scared.
Okay.
Okay. They be scared,
wait,
or they
scared of what?
Scared of the ocean liner.
So why ask for it?
Because
like
they want,
I don't eat pork.
Right, but that's just what we're going. That's just what we're going back to. Where you said that, you know, these women talking about, oh, I'm a freak. I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, that, and the other. Exactly. You talk all that stuff about which you a freak, but then when it's time to do freak stuff, then you get scared or you want to back up. So, you know, I belong to a group that's on Facebook. And we have many of those conversations on Facebook about, you know, size and stuff like that. And the majority of the women on there, oh yeah, I could take the 8 and 9 and then this. And it's just like, to me, you only saying that because the next one said it or the other one said it. But guess what? If y'all had it in front of y'all would be scared to death. Or as soon as dude start performing, you start screaming, take it. Like, don't front. You follow Facebook, but don't front. Like, don't front. If you, like, slow your roll. Don't front. Because when you get, you know, when one of them dudes on Facebook approach you and y'all get together and he got what you're looking for, then you're gonna look stupid. Then he's going to talk about you.
Well, I wonder nowadays, I mean, especially, it seems, of course, I mean, it seems like everybody's having sex nowadays. But my thing is, are we striving to just have sex, or are we striving to have great sex? Because I think that's the problem. I, you know, it may be a thing of where everybody's sleeping with everybody else or whatever, is because, I mean, it could be a combination of things. Because, all right, now, along the lines of the conversation, you know, the topic, like, I've heard, you know, certain women say, you know, that, oh, if I can take this guy, and this guy, and put them all together, then I will have the ultimate dude. But, and my issue with that statement, because I get it, but then again, I don't. Because my issue with that whole statement right there is the fact that, so, you're basically not satisfied, and you're really not trying to satisfy yourself because you're willing to compromise either the sex or compromise the financial situation or compromise, you know, your mental state for that dude who's blowing your back out, but he ain't got a job, or he's some thug in the street, some dude in the street, and yeah, he blowing your back out. But yet, you're willing to also be with the next dude because, you know, his financial situation is secure, and well, look who decides to join in. How you doing, Nika?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right. See, you sound like you just had a cigarette and something else before that. You all right?
God, how I wish.
I listen. You just came on, sound a little sultry. I thought you was about to sing a song.
Yeah. Do I really look like Anita Baker? God, how I wish. Put up in a ratchet and shit out this piece. Like, seriously?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, God.
Wait,
anyway.
Where the hell did Big Red go?
See, one pops up, the other one leaves.
That's not nice.
See that bullshit?
Yeah. We have a good conversation.
Anyway.
I was in the middle of talking about how it seems like nowadays. Oh, there she go. It seems like. Welcome back, Big Red. So,
okay.
Make a Big Red. It was alien. But now, what I was saying was, it seems like how nowadays people are compromising that great physical aspect, that great sex, for other things. So, like I was saying, so you with the dude in the street, because he's blowing your back out. But then the other dude got some money, so you got him. And then you may have another dude because maybe he has some type of conversation, or maybe he's just like talking to him. He's like the big gay friend, but he's just not gay. So I just wonder, when do we just come to that impasse? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Well, you know, logically, well, in all honesty, it becomes a question of, you know.
Hey, that little girl.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, what's going on? Sorry to interrupt you.
See, what had happened was, right?
What had happened was.
But, you know, I think it's just to a point where it's not even a compromise anymore. It's just really just not caring. That's the bottom line, you know. You kind of want everything, and you're willing to really just say, you know, whatever, let me get mine, you know. It's not a good way to be, but it is what it is.
No, I mean,
you know?
I'm not hating on that. I'm not hating on that at all. But when we talk about a topic like what is great sex, it's like...
Great sex is not having to say you're sorry.
Oh, damn.
Oh, or waking up the next morning talking about why? That's great sex.
Y'all got a safety word? Onions!
Oh, my goodness.
Onions!
I can't even tell you the last time I had to use one of those.
Okay.
Kind of miss having to use one of those, believe it or not. Wow.
What kind of day did you have? You all right?
I had a very, very interesting day.
Oh.
Clearly, I've had an interesting day.
Oh.
You didn't have to mini back anyone.
No, for once.
Oh, okay. Mm. All right. Yeah. This is way. I mean, I just did. You ain't calling from jail because it would have been like collect call from.
Collect call from Hudson County Correctional Facility. This is a collect call from Hudson County Correctional Facility. Yeah, we've also avoided those calls quite recently. Thank you, Mark.
Okay.
Oh God.
Okay.
No matter how much we'd like to actually not avoid them, we've avoided them. So anyway.
Yeah. So I mean, my thing is, like I said earlier, the sexual peak seems to be different from men to women. And yeah, you got some older women out there who mess with the young dudes, and I think the younger chicks are messing with the old dudes just for security, and they like a sugar daddy.
Well, get some money out of it.
Yeah, some, you know, quality you never had or whatever. But my thing is, when it comes down to the whole sexual aspect, now you do have some dudes out there older that keep themselves in shape, and they making it happen and doing whatever. But I'm like, I don't know. I think some of them, in some cases, especially at a certain age, is looking for that. How could I put it? That performer.
Kind of performer? A circus performer or? You know what I think it is. You know what the problem is. Let me tell y'all what the problem is. You know what the problem is?
Now they want
problem. Say help. Say help.
Huh?
What's
porn
help?
No.
Pornhub.
Oh.
Pornhub. What the hell is that?
It's a porno site.
What the hell is that? Okay.
And
what's that?
Come on. What the hell is that?
I never heard of it. I mean, I don't dibble-dabble with things of that nature. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just going to tell you that's the problem with people now, or just couples now, or just, you know, the sexual thing, period. It's got to do with a lot of these porn sites, and they see, I mean, you know, back in the day, you had the videotapes, you had the, you know, DVDs and all that other stuff, but now it's like, sex is, the porn is just like at your fingertips now. It's just like it's more accessible.
Mm-hmm.
So now, because it's so accessible and you can see it, so now people have these things of, oh, she could do that on there. Maybe I'll get my wife to do that. Oh, my wife can't do that. You know what? Let me go to Backpage.com and I can get me a hoe that can't do that.
Well, if that's the case, then we all in trouble because you got many women that are freaking watching 50 Shades of Grey, not even 50 Shades of Black. Personally, if they watch 50 Shades of Black, they might actually be a little bit more realistic in their expectations. But no, they're too busy watching 50 Shades of Grey. And they want what's going on.
Exactly.
And I got to tell you, honey, unless you're a part of that life, you're not getting that life. I'm just saying.
Well, hold on. Now, I didn't see the movie. So you must,
which one?
You must explain, Lucy. Explain, Lucy.
Which
explain.
One, 50 Shades of Grey?
Or 50
yeah,
Shades
yeah.
of Black? Oh, Grey?
No, 50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey, in a nutshell, it's about, you know, exploring a darker side of your sexuality. It's really, it's more about, and it's not even whips and chains per se, it's more about control and you know, subservience than anything. That's basically
right.
what it's about, in my eyes. You know, there's just no way around it. That's basically what it's about. You know,
right.
And there's a lot of women that have this thing where, oh, yeah, I want my husband to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's be real for a minute.
He ain't doing it.
Let's be real. If a man did three
Charles
things
ain't
out
doing
of
that, okay? Raheem ain't doing that, okay?
Seriously. He done had a heart attack. So my bitch, what? Right, you up. So you can call the po-po hoe?
Yeah, so you call the police on me, and you dare, look, you dare she ain't putting no cuffs on me. You got to get the hell out of here with that.
You understand? So, yeah, it's not happening.
You put no damn cuffs on me.
It is absolutely not happening, but these broads is all about this, supposedly. Honestly.
Wait,
all right,
well,
yeah.
Was it any blood in the movie?
Or
like, no. What the hell?
No.
Okay. No.
Oh,
we can't say that.
I wasn't.
The only blood was when he freaking broke her, when he freaking, because she was a virgin, so he just tapped that and freaking, you know, tore her hymen. Beyond
mm-hmm.
that, there's
oh
no
God.
Blood. What? What do you think happens when you bang a virgin? The hymen gets torn.
I'm just like, oh, I didn't know they did that in the movie. But go on.
Well, they did it in the book. The movie, they touched on it, but they didn't really do it. It's so stupid. And again, like, you know. And this is
I didn't know they did that movie.
I'm sorry.
I'm so little. Like, they, in the book.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my
goodness.
And that's another issue, too. Like, I read all the books. I read the books before I...
You actually read the books? Oh, God.
Please. You know
I'm
how many... Listen, I read books
you
like it's
you.
Going out of style. So, back to my thing. I'm an... At,
believe
it or not.
No. I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't have the patience to read all that mess. That would have just got on my nerve after a while.
You like this. I thought that was going to happen, but the books are actually a bit more detailed and more entertaining than the movie.
Yeah, of course.
You know, just like me and Stephen King. I will read a Stephen King book any day of the week before I see
yeah,
that
exactly.
Movie.
Stephen
well,
King books are all except for that damn It. I ain't reading that. I don't like that movie.
Ooh, that was a
well,
good
you
movie.
Know what?
That
was
that
a good
damn
read.
Clown. That clown is out here right now. Kiss my ass, clown.
That was a good read.
I don't like that clown.
Well,
I don't like that
anyway,
because I dated in my life, but that's besides the point. The point is the books are good. The books are always better. But, you know, a lot of these chicks are wrapped up on, oh, yeah, I want my man. No, you don't. Don't lie. No, you don't.
Exactly.
You really don't. Because I'd have people, listen, honestly, if these chicks had a glimpse of that, they'd be calling their man a sexual terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got a caller.
I'm
3054. You're on the air with the men. What up?
That's a familiar.
Hello? It's me, the King of Kings.
stop.
Oh, God. He's whispering. He's whispering. He must be in the bush.
Sleeping.
Yes.
In the bush.
Baby's sleeping.
The baby's sleeping.
Yeah, I can't make I can't make too much noise. The baby's sleeping.
You
right
can't make
now.
A lot of noise, guys.
Well, I can't, but I have to talk about sex.
Because,
you know, that's how I got this baby in the first place.
I was about to say, didn't you learn your lesson from, like, the first two times?
No, I just have to make one point. I just have to make this one point and go. Well, 2 points. Number two, the best sex I ever had was with Mika 40 years ago. And besides that...
Well,
that's hilarious.
I'm so confused.
I don't know where
how did I get tied up?
You know. There was a lot of tequila involved. That's the only thing I could say.
Clearly, but there must have been. Clearly, there must have been. Because I know not of what it is.
See, you was not that.
Oh,
what
God. Well,
oh,
that wouldn't be the only way you could ever get me.
But
besides that.
But besides that, a lot of people, so I asked around people the same question. A lot of people told me the great sex is with someone you're supposed not to have sex with in the first place, like cheating or affair.
Mm.
That's like
you know what?
Said.
I didn't think of
wow.
that.
Wow,
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
So that's all I have to say. Good luck, guys, and remember, Jesus loves you. Have fun.
Look at Buck.
Adios.
Good
night.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night. Only
that
and
was,
before he leaves says Jesus loves you. I'm done. Jesus loves you. Good night.
That was hot rod.
But he brought up a good point. He's right about that.
The absolute
I can't say
rod.
That either.
Absolutely.
Honestly, it's probably me and probably like all of 10 other females on the planet. It's got to be. In my life,
the
best sex. I can't stand him, by the way. For me, the best sex has been someone that can rock my mind first. That has always
okay.
been the best sex. If you can rock my mind, if you can give me a mental orgasm, oh, we're good bunnies.
What
the
okay, but what did he say? He says the best sex. Is
there's
good.
A lot of tequila involved, which explains a lot. That's what he says.
Not that. What he said after that? Oh,
when he
God.
Said he said the best sex is with someone that you're not supposed
yeah,
to do with that
and
person.
I can't. Well, see, and that's the thing. I wouldn't.
And
honestly,
I get it. I get it because I'm in that predicament where I'm dealing with someone that I'm not supposed to be dealing with, and that's why I be waking up in the middle of the night talking to myself because you know.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn. You talking to yourself? Wait.
Didn't I, wait, what did I tell you?
Did not put out there. You waking up in the middle of the night talking to yourself? Damn.
Yes. Didn't I just tell you when you thinking about the person and you thinking the person is here and you're not here and they're not here? That's good sex.
Wow. I thought that was lunacy.
No.
I have you committed.
Wow, really? Now we have to be committed. Thank you, Brother Bear.
Well, I'm just saying, look, all right, first of all, who wakes up in the middle of the night, I love you, and you're looking at the pillow like, oh, I'm sorry.
Listen, when you get in that good sex, you do.
Nah, I get it. But my thing is, it goes, like what he said goes back to what I was saying about the stairwell thing. Or, like, being doing it someplace where you really just, like, nah, this should be off limits, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It kind of goes back to that. So,
right.
But you can be a couple with someone, and you can have your partner, and y'all can go, you know, if y'all are that adventurous, you know, and just go wherever, you know. And do
oh, yeah, but there's a difference between adventure and, you know.
And what? Adventure and what?
Excuse me. There's a difference between being adventurous and then just, you know, being wow and, like, freaking dealing with someone that you're not supposed to be dealing with.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Okay.
For whatever reason. You know?
Okay.
That's just me. Again, can't speak for every chick.
See, that's just me.
You know, I say it's just me. Because I'm really weird about a lot of things when it comes to any type of relationship, whether it's actually, you know, a committed kind of relationship or if it's just sex. Listen, I am a weirdo and I have certain standards. Like,
if I'm wrong with that.
Apparently, there is. So,
like, not really.
No.
I'm really OCD about it. Like, who's ever?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really OCD about it. Like, okay, if it's just a sexual relationship, you can't be having a sexual relationship with anyone other than me. Because if I find out, I'm going to probably slit your throat. we're not serious. Like, we're not, you know, we haven't, like, said anything commit-wise, but you know, my thing is, if you're banging me, you're banging me only. It's just a thing.
And you know what's so funny? I'm like that, too. It's like, if you're dealing with me, you're dealing with me.
You know, we don't have any
like,
real
don't,
commitment.
Like, don't sit up there and, you know, think you're going to be trying to play me, because that ain't going to happen.
You know, but I'm weird like that.
But I don't think that's not weird.
Well, you got to understand. That the perception is. This is the perception.
How?
Well, okay, we don't have a serious relationship or anything, but why is it that you should be the only one that I'm dating because, and we don't have a serious relationship? And my response is this. I don't care. Just that simple, just that easy. You could bang me if this is what I'm saying. You could bang me every which way until Sunday, but understand something. You're only banging me, and if I find out you're banging someone else, I'm probably gonna hurt you. And I'm also like, don't
have a problem.
We gonna have a problem, and don't be messing with me if you got another chick. Dude,
right.
I'm gonna tie you up and hang you from a building by your penis. It's just
what.
Well,
unfortunately, sometimes you get. Sometimes you get into situations with a person and, you know, sometimes they do have a significant other.
And that's when I have to step.
Well, I mean, if you got history with the person, it's kind of hard to step because that's kind of like what I'm into where I have history with this person. I know that this person is attached to somebody else, but I can't, it's hard for me to break away. It's hard for me to break away. I don't know why, but it is. I guess because, like I said, we have history. Like, I mean, long history. I don't mean like a 2 or 3 year history. We got like a good 20 something year history with each other.
I still have to leave. But like I said, I'm that. Oh, believe me, I would still have to leave because I don't want to be, not so much the cause of anything. But I just feel more relief some kind of way about it. I feel some kind of way.
Okay. I hear that. I can dig it.
That's me. I feel some kind of way. And I don't want to be a catalyst for anything to go wrong between their relationship. And
right.
I don't, you know, any more than I want that bad karma to come back on me.
Right.
You know?
I hear you. I can dig it.
That's me. And I can't, and like I said,
believe
I can't.
I think about it quite often, too. But
that's the thing.
How
do you necessarily know? But the thing is, how do you necessarily know that it's bad karma? See, my thing is this. We've all, like, when it comes down to certain things, we've
how
all,
do you know?
Whoa. Wait a minute. Let me finish. Everything has been told to us. Like, things have been put in books, we read them. Everybody has their own rendition or explanation of this is the way it should be or this is the way it's supposed to be. But we don't really know that. Like I said, this is what we've been taught. This is what we've been told. So, like I said, I'm just stepping outside the box. So we don't really know. Like, just because me and you are in a relationship and I just turn around and go sleep with somebody else, you know what I'm saying?
I'd kill you.
That doesn't. Well, wait. That's because you're mad. Because the other person on the other end may take it as, hey, listen, you doing you. Doesn't mean I love you any less. Because the whole thing is, the only reason why you're mad is because you felt betrayed. Because this person did something, was with someone other than you. But like I said, on the flip side of it, this is what we've been taught, this is what we've been told, this is what we have been made to believe what it is. I'm not saying that it's not.
Mm-hmm. That's
but
true.
My whole thing is, we can't keep going off the premise of, you know, this is what it is. Because like I said, if you want to take it there, if you want to take it there, and this book doesn't have to be the gospel, even though they say it is, but, you know, there's a lot of question marks on it. Look at Solomon. Solomon had multiple wives.
Mm-hmm.
There's Moses had multiple wives. Like, you know what I'm saying? Concubines. There's been women in history and in other countries where their tradition is they have multiple husbands.
And
so
they're idiots.
But that's in your opinion because the whole thing is, it doesn't mean that that's the way it is or that's the way it's supposed to be. We're just going off of what somebody says.
It absolutely doesn't. But I put myself and I always say to myself, would I want this coming back to me? Would I want to be, you know what I'm saying? Would I want to be involved with someone and then it happened to me? How would I?
Right. Yeah. I just think about that sometimes too.
But
yeah.
Again, that's me. That's how I look at it. You know, and believe me when I tell you, and it's not even relationship wise, just in general. I've done some real shady shit to cats over the years, and I've gotten it done back to me. That's
how
I know karma.
You know why? Because
thing.
You know what? Because that's your belief system. See, when you believe in something so much, of course, anything that happens, you kind of see it coming back to you. As to where, let me just say this.
Which means,
you know,
you're right.
I'm in a relationship, and she turns around and says, "Hey, I slept with someone else." Now
she
the
did.
Issue. Listen, no. No, because I gotta be real about it. I'm going to be real about it, because you know what? Even though we have seen it before, people together 30, 40, 50 years, it's a beautiful thing. It's nice, but it's not always real. Now, but then again, we don't know why or what, you know, what was going on in their relationship for them to be together that long. But
right.
The thing is, if she's coming to me saying, hey, this, that, and the third, I got to listen. Because maybe it's something that either, hey, I'm not doing, or maybe she's just not, like, dude, I'm someplace else. It doesn't mean I don't love you, but it's just that I'm someplace else. And that's the reality of things that we do, and some of us do not want to accept. You know what I'm saying? Me, I'm a grown-ass man. I can accept it. Because whether you want, like, my whole credo has been, I can't force somebody to stay where they don't want to be.
Yep.
But I would like to think you have enough respect for me as the person that you're dealing with to come and talk to me before you go do it. I would like to think that. You know what I'm saying?
But again,
obviously that's not the case a vast majority of the time. It's not the case.
Right.
You know, and personally, I think that creates issues within itself. Because you know what? If you spent this much time with this person and you've gone through all of this shit with this person, blah, 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 oh, I love you, blah, 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 I respect you, blah, 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 well, prove that much to me and come talk to me before you go out there and do that. That's my thing. I'll be hurt and I'll be mad, but you know what? At least I can deal with it a lot better.
No, you could. Could you?
Yeah, I absolutely could. Because you know
so
what?
Because
you know what? That right, and like I said, I'll be mad and I'll be hurt, but it'll make dealing with it and accepting it for what it truly is a lot better than you going out and doing it, me finding out. Now it's a whole different ball. You've already upped the level by doing that. You do dirt behind my back, that's worse than you just coming out and telling me. That's a lot.
Okay.
Because now, oh, it's game on. Now I'm going to give you that side of me
that I warned you about. And the funny part is, I'm going to do it in such a way, I'm going to make sure it hurts you long after I've left.
But see, look at you. See, now look, you're calm. You're like, you're dishing out. What?
Yeah, I'm not waiting. No, I'm not waiting.
But you're dishing out
something you've very well gotten back. But see, I've gotten to this stage now. Because before, yeah, you know, all right, whatever, whatever. Now, after what I've gone through, trust and believe, it's a different ballgame. I still do believe in karma. Like, I won't set out to purposely hurt someone, but if someone does some real snakes to me, oh, it's game on. It is absolutely
game
on.
Listen.
Absolutely.
Once again, well, all right. This is kind of going, getting a little harsh. Somebody about to break out.
That's not harsh. That's
weird. No, but
somebody about to break out a weapon.
You
did. Listen, I guess we all in some way, shape, or form. Because listen, you can be happy in the that you're getting from where you're getting it from, the source that you're getting it from, that's good. Some people can be happy with what they're getting, but they still want, it's like, once again, it's the restaurant thing. All three of us are sitting down at the table eating. I got my order, you got your order, Big Red got her order, but then turn around, Dad, your stuff look good. Hey, you want to try some of this? Yeah, sure, let me try a little bit of it. And, hey, your stuff look good, let me try that. Yeah, let me try a little bit of that. I call that the restaurant effect. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody's going to want to try something else just to try it. It doesn't mean that you don't want to eat your food. It doesn't mean you don't want to eat your food. But
you just
want to
try it.
Now, I think where karma comes in, and all the other stuff comes in is when you intentionally, like when your intentions are bad. When you have bad intention, when you're purposely trying to do like the wrong thing on a consistent basis. You know what I'm saying? Or you're just trying to really hurt somebody just because it's
you want to really hurt that person. Yeah.
But see, the problem is it happens more often than not, where you know. Where the person knows that what they're doing and continue to do is going to cause someone harm emotionally and mentally. That's the problem. You know, that's the line where more people cross more often than anything.
And why do you think people do that?
Well, generally because they're selfish assholes. What?
I don't think it's always because it's selfish.
I really think the person's selfish, because again, you're doing something that you know in your heart of hearts is freaking wrong as hell, but you're doing it and you're continually doing it because it's satisfying just you. It's your need. You know, you're not giving consideration to the person that you're involved with. It's all about you.
And it goes back to the thing of, hey, somebody wanting some great sex. If they felt they needed to go out someplace else and get it, they did it. Now, whether you want to call them selfish or whether you want to call them helping the cause, I don't know. Like I said, that's not for me to judge. Because my whole thing is this. People are going to do what people are going to do. Simple and plain. Whether you tell them to do it or you tell them not to do it, people are going to do what they're going to do. The whole thing is your level of understanding that you choose or choose not to have for what was done. Because sometimes, I mean, to be honest with you, what's selfish is to sit back and think it's all about you. I'm not saying
which they
per se, but the thing is, it's not about you. like you're sitting there saying, oh, he cheated on me or she cheated on me. It's not about you. That's the whole thing, and that's how I look at it. It's not about me. It can't be about me, because if it was about me, you really wouldn't have did what you did. Remember, one of the things is this. When we come into a relationship, like Big Red said in the beginning, it's all nice. Everybody's wearing each other out the first 6 months, but then what happens after that? You know, things just start to slack off a little bit. And the reality
off.
The honeymoon phase is over because we're too busy. See, if you want to get in the depths of it, it's really not supposed to be like that. We shouldn't be having sex in the beginning. We should be getting to know each other first before the sex.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But too many
people wanting to go venture out and get into swinging and all that other stuff, and then they want other
because
things. You know, they want something different now.
Yeah, because what they thought they had or what they think they have is not really what they have. So then they start venturing out. Now, listen, I'm not going to knock their hustle, but I will say this. Don't look at the menu and order something, and that's not what you really want to eat. And I will say don't look at the menu and order something, and that's not really what you want to eat. Get what you want. So don't try to self-satisfy the physical need before the mental need, because the mental need is really where the great sex comes from. Because it's once again, it goes back to the mind thing. Like you said, if somebody can blow your mind, and then, you know what I'm saying, mentally and physically, you got.
And again, and this is why I say, if you can't be with that one person, you know, honestly, if you're not that commitment person, which a lot of people aren't, and it's fine, it's absolutely fine. But let it be known, don't get involved with someone quote unquote 100%, and then you turn out to be a douchebag. Don't do it because.
For how many of us are not paying attention? How many of us are just jumping into relationships just for the sake of a relationship, or just for the sake of saying that I have somebody, or for the sake that I'm going to get married one of these days? Like, you can't do that.
Right.
That's why.
But the problem is, a lot of
like
people do.
We're not using
not
our
serious.
Sixth sense. We have more than five senses. We're not using our sixth sense, and that is the problem. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to great sex or great anything, use your senses. Just like me and somebody was talking about that whole thing. What was that movie, The Perfect Guy? Now, I watched that movie.
Oh, yeah.
But when she was with Michael Ealy, I noticed that she just kept, when her girlfriends would say something or he would say something, she would have this look on her face. See, she knew something was suspect, but she rolled with it anyway. Dude,
of course,
because
she just wanted someone.
Right.
Exactly. She didn't care.
And a lot of people
nowadays
are on that, I just want someone, and you can't do that because you're not satisfying yourself mentally, physically, or spiritually. You're not going to...
Or you might get a goddamn nut.
I know that's right.
I get a goddamn nut.
And that is the problem. Like,
now
you
got to call Popo.
Either that or you're stepping out. And that's the thing. That's why I'm like, you got to get to know who you're dealing with first before you start the other, you know, acts of intimacy and everything else. Like I said, we're doing things backwards. But once again, somebody stepping out on you may not be about you. Maybe it's just something that you chose not to see or pay attention to. Because it doesn't mean that they're being you'll take it disrespectful. I get it. Doesn't mean that it's about you. So sometimes you got to take you out of it. Sometimes.
Sometimes, yes, but there are other times when it doesn't have anything to do with you. But, again, you know, you've got to really sit there and say, well, what the fuck? You know? You really
sure.
do because
but then
nothing.
You start questioning yourself. That's the thing. You start questioning yourself. You don't mean to, but
it's
when
not
situations
even that. It's
like
not
that
even.
Happen, that's what you do. You start questioning yourself. That's the first thing you go for is yourself.
When you start questioning yourself, it's going to go one of two ways. It's going to either be, what did I not do, or what did I not see? Right.
You understand?
Right.
And I'll be honest with you, and this goes for either sex. You know, people that are cheaters, they're either give you blatant signs that they're fucking scumbags, which, you know, can happen, or they'll hide it. Some are really good at hiding it.
Oh, yeah.
Some are actually really good, and you don't see, like, you're looking for signs, and you don't see it immediately. You don't. It's not until, you know, you're further down the line, and you're like, wait a second, hold up.
After you have a damn kid from him.
It's supposed to be he's where? Now, after you see the first two signs, the question becomes, are you going to sit there and freaking attack that, or are you going to just sit there and turn a blind eye? Mm-hmm. If you sit there and turn a blind eye, well, you know, it is
what it is. The thing is this. Once again, it's depending on your standards of what you want when it comes down to a relationship. But like I said,
you know,
it's to everyone's interpretation and perception.
Yeah.
You should know who you're really dealing with if you study them. A lot of people don't do the study. You know what I'm saying? People are just looking to have a good time. They're looking for the, you know, just sex.
And again, if
that's
you're
it.
Looking for just sex, this is where, and this is what I said before, you should make this be known. If that's all you want, let it be known. There's nothing wrong with letting it be known. If that's all you want, then that's all you want. Now, if you've told the other person, and if all they're looking for is sex, well, then that's great. Then two of you have an understanding. But if they're looking for something more than just sex, that's where you, as the individual, really, if you're a mature individual, need to say, well, clearly I can't do this because you want what I can't give you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And again, that's for the mature individual.
How many people are actually mature is a different story. But let me ask you this. Do you think if someone cheated on you, you think it's because of you or is it them?
Well, in my experience, it's been because they had an issue with something.
Do you think it was something that they had an issue with you, or it's just something with them?
I think it was something with them, honestly.
So they were in how you could put it, they were flawed from the beginning.
Yes, and like I said, some people hide it better than others, and some people choose to turn a blind eye. I didn't choose to turn a blind eye, you know. Someone just hit it better than I would have seen. Shit happens. Shit absolutely happens. And then, and again, my point is this. Once, because honey, it had nothing to do with sex. Believe that. Ooh, sex.
But what did I just say? It had nothing to do with that. Your horn tutor.
Okay, it had nothing to do with that. And like I said, really didn't. Lord knows it didn't. If it had to do with that, would have been
Christmas
something. But the point is this. Once it was, and this is what killed me, because once I caught the person, you know, they seriously was like, no, you're, this is what I love. No, it's not me, it's you, blah, blah, blah. One, it's not me because I'm not the whore. Gotta tell you, I don't step out. I don't step out. I'm not the whore.
Okay.
Anyway, and that's my issue. Like, seriously, if you're caught, own up to it. Don't sit there and try to blame the person that caught you. That's just really ridiculous.
That's absolutely ridiculous. That's true. But that's the thing. They'd rather blame the other person.
You can't blame me. You're caught.
But that's the thing. That's just like, what does that sound like? That sounds like a child
that gets
caught doing something and they know they did something.
and still want to sit there and try to blame everybody else. You can't do
that.
Yeah,
and
you
don't
do that.
But children, exactly, but children, they're not going to own up to knowing that they did some. They're running. They're going to sit there and try to make all kinds of excuses of what you, or how you know. Oh, I didn't do that, or they gonna blame somebody else. Or, oh,
yeah,
your brother did it.
You
know. You
know, it's either, oh, it's not me, it's you, or it's how you gonna look around and try to find stuff out on me on purpose. Blah blah blah. Okay, you know what? Something wasn't right. Okay. I sensed it. I found out it wasn't right. I'm coming at you about it because it's not right. You've been caught on what the hell you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
At this stage, you can't blame nobody but yourself. But yet and still, you're trying to pass it off to me. You can't pass it off to me.
Because it's easier to do that.
It's easy to it's easy to transfer the blame to someone else than to admit the fact or accept the fact that you're the person to blame. Like I said. And again, you know, for me it was like, well, dude, you're caught. Suck it up. I'm leaving. You know, once and this is the thing. Once it was proven beyond a shadow of a doubt, like, there was no turning a blind eye to my, okay, well, you know, I'm misinterpreting. It was, you know what? I'm leaving. This is where I start packing up and leaving. I'm like, I'm not doing this because you're not doing this to me. I'm out.
Okay.
You know? And like I said, it was hitting well. It was hitting very well. It was hitting so well that the family was in on it. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? Like, the family knew and was covering crap.
Okay,
like,
so with that being said, Nicole says she should be back next week on the show.
Did. I don't believe
her. So with that being said,
I don't believe her.
I don't believe
her. So I said, you said you don't believe her?
I don't believe her.
You said you don't believe her? Okay. So next week's topic, because you sound very adamant about, you know, very adamant and passionate about this. So I think next week, Wednesday's topic should be about, drum roll please. Like, you going to put it out there?
Yeah, Listen, we got to be careful because next week is Valentine's Day, and you know.
And Walking Dead weekend.
Not only Walking Dead weekend, but Deadpool weekend, okay?
And Walking Dead weekend.
So, in honor of Deadpool and Walking Dead, we should only spend next weekend talking about things that are important, like Deadpool and Walking Dead.
Oh, God.
Listen, I don't care about Hallmark making money next week. Listen, if I want some chocolate, I will absolutely go downstairs to the kitchen because I have, like, enough Hershey bars in there to keep me entertained.
Okay.
I just picked up some sweet tarts today, so, again, I'm not worried about all of that stuff.
I ain't worried about none of that stuff. I got my own whipped cream.
Thank you. Like, seriously, I don't need to go buy some because of some freaking made-up holiday by Hallmark. I don't care about that. Listen. I'm all about Walking Dead and Deadpool. That's all I care about. Thank you.
Went from great sex to dead sex.
To blowing shit up.
Okay.
Yeah. Dead sex?
Yeah. Dead sex. But I'm saying, like I said, when it boils down to it, I guess great sex can be with anyone, anywhere. It just really depends on
who
your attitude. Yeah, and it really depends on the individual themselves, like where you're headed at. Because if you're intending on having like wow, this is great sex, like you guys could be dumb wrestling, and it could be like wow, that was great intimate moment. Oh, you know, whatever else, like it could be any damn thing. So, you know, I guess when it boils down to the whole thing of great sex, it's a mentality thing. It's a mind thing. And I guess everything else, I guess anything else follows after that when it comes to the physical, you know, and things of that nature.
No. But technically, I can have sex by myself. I don't need anyone's help. I mean,
absolutely. That's another one. That's right.
I could have great sex.
Great sex.
I don't need
So maybe that should be next week's topic, loving yourself.
How well do you love yourself? Self-love.
So how many of us do not have it or do have it?
How many of us don't have enough of it?
Right, sounds good to me. Self-love. So, with that being said, last 5 minutes, Big Red, your final thoughts.
My final thoughts on great sex is just, if you find somebody that you're having great sex with, keep them around. They may belong to somebody else, but you know what? You're having something that you like.
Be quiet, y'all stupid.
Like I said, they may belong to somebody else, not all the time. But if you're having fun with that person, like I said, as long as you and that person have a understanding, as long as you have an understanding, they have the understanding. Just go for it. You only live once. We got to do what we got to do in this lifetime to be satisfied some type of way. So that's my thought.
That's the menu. Real talk, Mika. Your final thoughts. And you behave yourself,
wow.
Damn it.
Wow, really? I'm tired of getting in trouble today. Great sex. You know what? If the person can rock your mind before your body, that's the best sex in the world. And, you know, if that's not the case, damn it, adamandeve.com.
That's right.
Love yourself.
You have to report it.
Oh, my God. Listen, I hope they're willing to pay for these advertisements.
Wait, hold on. All I gotta say is
Mika, you there?
I'm here.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All I got to say is listen. Self-love. No matter where self-love comes from, you gotta love yourself in order to love anyone else. You gotta believe in who you are before that great sex can come. Sometimes you can't put all your eggs in one basket when it comes down to one person and expecting that person to give you everything that you need. You gotta look within sometimes. And you gotta, you know what I'm saying, it's 50-50. Relationship's not 60-40, it's not 70-30, it's 50-50. So if you're not
That's
putting
right,
up,
I'm watching Teddy Pendergrass now with sex himself.
You know what I'm saying? So
you
it's
got,
like
you got, he
could be putting up.
That's right. You got. You were so sexy, oh my God. Oh my goodness. I wish I was older back then, boy.
Like I said, 50. Like he said, what he said? 50-50 love.
That's right, 50-50 love.
Oh, God. Listen, that concludes our episode this week of The Menu. Very interested, Mika, Big Red, Brother B.
Yeah.
And he would be that song, folks. Everybody have a good night.
All right.
Later, y'all.
Mika,
go have a drink or two.
What? You know, that's just so rude and disrespectful. Peace, man.
No, listen.
Peace out,
man. Do it anyway. Later.
That's beside the point.
Later.
Y'all crazy.
Oh, good.